CEO Governor Polis on criticism of Harris corporate tax hike, she changed her view to hike them by less. By Ian Hanchett on August 22, 2024. On Wednesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom, Colorado Governor Jared Polis, D., responded to criticism that 2024 Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris' proposal to increase the corporate income tax will lower wages and raise prices by stating that Kamala Harris' position before had been let the Trump tax cuts expire. If the tax cuts expired for corporations, it would go to 34%. Years ago, she had said she's for that. She's now really come to the center, pro-growth. She said, "We're going to keep some of those tax cuts and we're going to double down and do more for middle-class Americans." Co-host Bill Hemmer read from a Wall Street Journal op-ed. Relevant exchange begins around 4:20. That argued that Harris' proposal to increase the corporate tax rate will decrease wages instead of punishing companies and said that he believes the plan will also raise prices. Polis responded, "I disagree with frame. She's not trying to punish big companies. I think Democrats and Kamala Harris, we love big, small, you name it. Companies that are providing valuable services to the American people should be able to succeed. Look, originally, Kamala Harris' position before had been let the Trump tax cuts expire. She's showing coming to the center in moderation. She's now saying, let's keep some of those tax cuts and actually double down and expand them for the middle class. If the tax cuts expired for corporations, it would go to 34%. Years ago, she had said she's for that. She's now really come to the center, pro-growth. She said, we're going to keep some of those tax cuts and we're going to double down and do more for middle-class Americans. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.